24 years ago, a man named Earl Jerome McGehee was convicted in the murder of his ex-wife and her friend. He was later sentenced to death. McGehee is African-American. The jury in his case was all white, but was drawn from a county that was more than 55% black. Now, before the trial, every single potential black juror was dismissed. And so after a series of legal challenges, McGehee was granted a new trial last year because of racial discrimination. It turns out that case was not an anomaly. A new study out by the Equal Justice Initiative, that's a nonprofit that works for fair treatment in the legal system, says that in at least 8 southern states, African Americans are regularly left off juries. Brian Stevenson, the executive director, explains how the study was carried out.
We looked at cases in 8 states, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and South Carolina. And we found in some counties that 80% of the African Americans qualified for jury service were excluded by prosecutors.
And that was not an anomaly.
That's right. It was not an anomaly. We even had a case where an African American defendant was tried in a capital proceeding in a majority black county, Dallas County, Alabama, which is 60% African American. But this man was tried by an all-white jury after the prosecutor excluded all 23 African Americans qualified for jury service.
What are the reasons prosecutors give for excluding certain jurors? I mean, you're saying that there is evidence of racial discrimination, but could it just be coincidental, or is it pretty obvious that there is racism going on?
The evidence of racial bias that we focus on is evidence that's pretty obvious. When the county is 40% African American and there are several all-white juries, it tends not to be unintentional. Mm. And then the reasons kind of bear it out. We've had African American jurors excluded because of the way she sits, the way she talks, the way she moves, the kind of glasses she has. Sometimes the assertions are actually race specific. We've had jurors excluded because they were in an interracial marriage or had a biracial son.
But isn't that a violation of the law? I mean, how can a prosecutor say, we want to exclude this juror because this juror is in an interracial marriage?
It is a violation of the law, but it's an area of the law where there has been almost no enforcement.
There was one example in this report that I read that was quite shocking. This was a former systems analyst for the Department of Defense who was excluded from a jury. This was an African American. Because the prosecutor said this person was not intelligent enough.
One of the most troubling but persistent reasons that we see in these cases are these assertions about intelligence. These jurors didn't seem sophisticated to us. It's frequently used to exclude African Americans who are college graduates, who are high school principals, with no questions being asked of them, with nothing in the record to support that assertion.
Now, Brian, in this report, you actually spoke to jurors who you believe were excluded from juries based on racial discrimination. What did some of them say to you?
Well, that was one of the most distressing aspects of the research that we did. We spoke to many jurors who were found by state courts to have been illegally excluded on the basis of race. And when we talked to them about what was said about them in court, it was very emotional. Many of these jurors were humiliated by the assertions that were made by the prosecutor. A lot of the assertions were false. A lot of them were demeaning. A lot of people may not want to serve on a jury, but no one wants to be told that they can't serve on a jury because of their race.
And there's one woman that you describe in the report who was excluded and went back to watch the trial.
What they said about her was that she didn't have ties to the community, even though she'd lived there for close to 17 years. And she did. She went back to the courtroom and she actually watched the trial. And it was very difficult because she saw white jurors falling asleep during the proceedings. She saw people not paying attention. They returned a verdict in just a few minutes without really seriously dealing with the very complex evidence in a capital murder case. The case was later overturned and reversed. And I think she was especially provoked by how other folks were being put on these juries who didn't seem to take the question of serving on a jury very seriously when she was quite willing.
Brian Stevenson, this report by the Equal Justice Initiative points out obviously an endemic problem. How do you propose that it be fixed?
We have laws on the books which, if enforced, could dramatically reduce the incidence of this problem. And I think that there are things that a range of folks can do. I think that prosecutors should report on the diversity of their juries and make assurances that they will not tolerate the exclusion of people of color. I think trial courts and appellate courts can enforce the laws that have come both from the U.S. Supreme Court and from state and federal statutes, and really create some meaningful sanctions and fines and consequences. I think the biggest problem is that you can exclude people with impunity. Nothing bad happens to you when you exclude people. I think this is just one of those areas where there hasn't been any meaningful enforcement. It's not well known because it happens in a closed courtroom. And the culture has tolerated this all-white jury, white prosecutor, white judge phenomenon because that's what people have seen for decades.
That's Brian Stevenson. He's the executive director of Equal Justice Initiative. He joined me from his office in Montgomery, Alabama. Brian Stevenson, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.